audio article sponsored by the Springing the Blues Festival April 5th through 7th in Jacksonville Beach. More at springingtheblues.com. Clay County Veterans Council making strides to help locals. The Clay County Veterans Council, CCVC, president and his team are making great strides for veterans and active duty members in the area. The main purpose of the CCVC is to meet monthly to discuss current issues and concerns and find solutions working with county leadership. The latest needs assessment survey in Clay showed there are more than 30,000 vets living in Clay County. Along with the normal route of contacting the VA, county commissioner, or the veteran service officer, VSO, in the area, CCVC president, Ansel Lewis, believes veterans need an easier way to locate information and get help with benefits. Lewis, a 30-year Marine who retired as a sergeant major, joined the service after graduating from St. Croix Central High School in 1987. He would complete 10 deployments, including several in the Mediterranean, Southeast Asia, Panama, Kosovo, the Gulf War, and 2 tours in Afghanistan as part of Operation Enduring Freedom. Marines are known for expediency, and Lewis recalled how he woke up one morning in Camp Lejeune and was in Panama that afternoon. It was 1989, and he was a lance corporal patrolling the jungles of Panama and protecting U.S. bases there. As a scout, he was part of Operation Just Cause's mission to remove General Manuel Noriega from power. Lewis also shared the importance of building connections with others and why he is so passionate about helping fellow vets. "One evening I was talking with a young Marine in a makeshift gym at Kajaki Dam in Afghanistan," said Lewis. "I told him I'll see him later as I had to fly out that night. The next morning I got the word that he had stepped on an IUD. I went to see him in the hospital the next night. It's one of many reasons why we need to give people that 5 minutes of your time, because you never know what can happen." These values show why when Lewis and his wife retired in Clay County in 2017, he soon joined the Marine Corps League and, when introduced to the CCVC, was asked to be vice president. In 2021, he was elected president. Since that time, the CCVC has grown from 4 members to 23 members and is well known within the county commissioner's office as they work together to provide vets with easier access to needed information. Lewis stresses it is a collaborative effort that includes CCVC Vice President John Ruark, Navy vet, Secretary Larry Brown, Navy vet, and Treasurer Jessica Polbakowski, Army vet. They also appreciate the support of County Manager Howard Wanamaker and County. Their efforts have resulted in the hiring of 2 additional VSOs and collaborating on issues that affects everyone in veteran-associated organizations, such as Operation Lifeline, Disabled Veterans of America, the American Legion, the Marine Corps League, Veterans of Foreign War, and others. In April 2023, the CCVC worked with First Baptist Church of Middleburg to provide free dental procedures through a mobile clinic with local dentists performing free dental procedures for the entire month. Here, 48 vets in need received free dental work for a cost savings of $50,000. The CCVC's overarching goal is to create a center in a building not currently being used to be run by volunteer vets so new vets can have one local location to help with whatever they need, such as finding out about benefit changes, what organizations they can join, how they can contact a VSO, or just be able to talk with like-minded vets. "We're working hard to get the veterans in Clay County a more centralized way to keep up with their benefits as policies change," said Lewis. "We also envision this will be a hub that provides benefits classes as well as where caregivers can bring vets to get them out of the house. For vets or active duty members who would like to join the CCVC, they currently meet the first Wednesday of every month at 11 a.m. at various Clay County locations. Go to the website clayveterans.com to see the locations or call 904-658-0105 to reach the CCVC. We are proud of how the CCVC has grown and the goals it has and will accomplish in the near future," said Lewis.